A day of national pride in Canada for 60 years. Today, Canadians celebrate the 60th anniversary of our national flag. On February 15, 1965, at noon, the brightly colored maple leaf flag was raised for the first time on Parliament Hill. Since then, this date has become dedicated to honoring this world-renowned symbol. Over many decades, our flag has become more than just an emblem. It unites Canadians around the principles of democracy, inclusion, and justice that define us. In the past few weeks, an upsurge in national pride and unity has shown that we are unwavering. We will always choose Canada. Our flag also embodies the Canadian excellence that I have seen shine all across the country. In every performance venue and cultural center, Canadian artists demonstrate their talents to the entire world. At every museum and festival, our heritage is celebrated. On every stage and screen, our creators share the stories that highlight our identity. Our culture is a pillar of our sovereignty and a source of national pride. Our flag, reflecting our rich culture, is a powerful symbol of our sovereignty, resilience, and determination. Seeing it fly high reminds us that we are all part of the same team, Team Canada. More than ever, I invite all Canadians to come together to celebrate the 60th anniversary of our national flag, which represents the promise of our future as a country. National Flag of Canada Day, February 15, Canada.ca. At the stroke of noon on February 15, 1965, Canada's red and white maple leaf flag was raised for the very first time on Parliament Hill. On the same day in 1996, National Flag of Canada Day was declared. Some facts about the Canadian flag. Did you know? National Flag of Canada Day was officially proclaimed on February 15, 1996. Canada is the only country with a maple leaf on its flag. The maple leaf has been used historically as a decorative and ornamental symbol in Canadian art, medals, badges, and coat of arms. It has often served to distinguish Canadians abroad. The stylized maple leaf on the flag has 11 points. Red and white are the national colors of Canada. The Canadian flag is twice as long as it is wide. The white square and its maple leaf make up half the flag's surface, equal to the two red bars combined. Vexillologists, flag experts, often cite the National Flag of Canada as one of the world's most beautiful, citing its compelling design and measured use of color. Every province and territory in Canada has its flag. The one symbol that represents us all at home and abroad is the red and white National Flag of Canada. In 1982, Canadian mountaineer Laurie Skreslet took the national flag to Mount Everest, the highest point in the world. In 1984, the Canadian flag reached new heights when it was launched into space on the flight along with the first Canadian astronaut on the NASA Space Shuttle Challenger. The role of flag bearer for Canadian teams attending international sporting events is a special honor for those like Miranda Iam and Nathan Hirayama, who proudly represented Canada at the Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2020. When the national flag flies along with the flags of the 10 provinces and 3 territories, the flags of the provinces and territories follow in the order that they enter the Confederation. The longest half-masting in Canada's history lasted 162 days, from May 30 to November 7, 2021, following the identification of unmarked graves at the former Kamloops Residential School in British Columbia. U2.B. iturbonews.com.